Yeah, well, the decision has been put to the board for about the last 6 years, actually. You know, the amount of cash that we burn over the summer periods completely outweighs the profit that we make during the tourist season. So from May till October, we've got a very healthy profit-making business. We've got customers coming through the doors, and we're in a positive surplus. Between October and March or April, all of that positive contribution is basically torn up on covering the overhead to run the Hall of Fame. Air conditioning costs, energy costs, council rates. We've got core staff that we really do need to maintain. You know, we can't gear up to 45 or 50 staff a year from zero each year. So we do need to maintain, and we're committed to maintain those core salaries. This year, the board have taken the decision to do it because our cash losses over the last sort of 10 years have meant that we really need to start to get more commercial about this, running this operation.
And so is your financial situation deteriorating? Is it a worsening problem? And why do you think that might be?
No, well, it's improving, actually. I mean, many years ago, the hall was losing up to $500,000 a year. You know, there were four groundsmen, whereas now there's one and a half. You know, there was an information officer and a librarian. So we've, over the last few years, we've actually cut quite a lot of costs. And I'm proud to say that even with those costs, we've still delivered a fairly good experience for our customers. And we've actually expanded our interaction with the Stockman Show and other things. So our cash loss this year was about $250,000. Now that's on a turnover of about $2.5 million. And we're still working towards reducing that. And there's some ways we can do that. We're applying for some solar funding, that would reduce our energy spend significantly.
Selling assets?
Well, yeah, selling assets. I mean, that's a short-term gain, and we are selling the house in Longreach, but that's to serve a greater purpose, which is to utilise the land at the hall better. You know, we've got 70 acres of land out there. And that lends itself very well to hosting a caretaker's residence. And in fact, we'd like to get some staff accommodation set up out there and use that land better. So, yeah, while we're keen to move Glass Street on, it's actually got a couple of reasons.
Do you expect a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of angst about the decision to close for 6 weeks over summer in Longreach, just given that the town's other major tourist attraction doesn't have that seasonal closure?
Yeah, I do. I think it's part of the challenge that we've got because we never have closed. So, you know, people will be concerned. I understand that. I think in reality, the impact is going to be very minor. I mean, this closure represents about 1% of our turnover for the year. So there will be people who will drive past that will be disappointed in the close sign at the front gate. And just from a brand perspective around the town and the region, I understand no one likes to have that closed sign up. And yet almost every other sort of operator in the region, and I spent a week on the road through South Australia a couple of weeks ago, everybody down there were about to close for the season. It's just that commercial reality, and I think I'd like people to focus on that a little bit more than, you know, this long sort of sustainability question about the hall. We'll solve that. The federal and state governments are aware of our sustainability issues, and we will fix that. And in the meantime, we just probably need to be a little more hard-nosed around saving some money instead of tearing it up over the summer.
Well, without sort of comparing two businesses, why is it, do you think, that, you know, other tourists' attractions in Longreach can sustain themselves over summer, whereas you're saying that your financial situation means that you've just got no choice but to close for 6 weeks?
I don't understand the business model, you know, at the Qantas Founders Museum. I'm sure that Tony and the board have got their own significant challenges with cash flow in that period of time. What I do know is at the hall, we've got an ageing building. You know, we've got a $2.5 million concrete cancer problem. We've got an ageing air conditioning system, which is breaking down. The ongoing operating expenses of a building that's now 25 years old are rising dramatically.
And you were telling me earlier about other costs that are rising. What other costs are you faced with that perhaps you weren't faced with 5 years ago?
Yeah, so our council rates have risen 500% in 4 years. Now, that's a dramatic rise. That's a rise that no business can sustain. I mean, 4 years ago, our rates were $15,000 a year, and this year they're going to be $78,000. Now, I'm confident that the new council and the administrators are happy to have a look at that and a review of that, but they're the kinds of imposts that really it's just a tax on tourism. And without the support of local, state and federal government, we've got directors that are underwriting this business at the moment. You know, they're quite happy to do that. They believe in the Stockman's Hall of Fame and what it represents. They also believe in, you know, the people running the place and the strategy that we've got to keep this kind of nice, diverse operation going. And yet without the help of all the government levels, they're sort of reserving their right now to say, well, hey, we're going to be a bit more commercial about this. And that's underpinning the decision to close the doors at Christmas.
Have you been asked to reconsider the decision to close for a 6 weeks period?
Not by anybody formally. No, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people in the tourism industry over the last few days who've, you know, been in town, and they all want to understand why. And, you know, there's always this kind of question mark about concern and ongoing sustainability. And I want to take that out of the conversation a bit. You know, it's reality. There are people closing their businesses all over the outback in the summer, and we're now another one of them.
Is it the thin edge of the wedge, or is there a fear that if your sustainability or financial position doesn't close, then next year it'll be an 8 week closure or a 10 week closure?
Yeah, there's no doubt there's some serious urgency around, you know, making these decisions, because we want to start to stop the rot, so to speak. The other thing that people I'd like to understand is that the museum business generally, you know, is whilst we have an ambition to break even or make a profit, museums all over Australia don't. You know, the National Museum of Australia gets $44 million a year straight out of Treasury. And they don't go to their members every year and have to front up at an AGM and sort of justify their existence because they did or did not make a profit that year. And so while we've got that commercial thinking around running the Stockman's Hall of Fame, we'd like everyone to understand that, you know, with the significant costs of running that building, if we don't get 60,000 people through the doors next year, we won't break even.